Another step taken to calm the financial turmoil, a temporary ban on a stock market practice known as short selling. The Securities and Exchange Commission announced a step here in the United States today. British financial regulators took the same step yesterday. For an explanation of what short selling is and why it's being targeted, we turn to the BBC's James Whittington. So, James, what is short selling?
Well, Mark, let's start by just saying whenever you buy or sell shares, you are speculating. Now, what short selling is a riskier form of speculation. And so if you think a share price will fall, you can go out and borrow shares from a bank or an investment fund and sell those shares as your own. Once the share price falls, you can then buy them back and you make a profit. You then return those shares back to the bank or the investment fund. And the attraction of short selling is that you pay only a small fee to borrow the shares.
One thing that I do not understand about the economics of short selling, and that is you're borrowing something and then it's in effect, as you say, you're selling it. I mean, if I were to go to my neighbor's house and borrow his screwdriver and sell it, he'd be pretty upset. And yet this is a common practice.
Well, your neighbor would be upset if you didn't return the screwdriver when you said you would. But the whole point of short selling is that you borrow that screwdriver, you sell it, you buy it back at a lower price than you sold it, you pocket the difference, and then you go back to your neighbor and you give that screwdriver back to him. This is a very standard piece of market trading. It's an essential part of most fund managers' trading strategy.
Well, I guess if it's so fundamental, this short selling practice, why then is it being banned?
Because there is a belief out there that short selling has been part of the reason why you've seen such amazing precipitous falls in the share price of banks. So I think the view is that because we are in unprecedented times in terms of modern history, that big moves such as banning short selling is a good idea just until everyone calms down and, you know, cooler heads prevail.
James Whittington, Assistant Editor for BBC World Service Business Programs. Thanks very much for helping us to better understand short selling. Appreciate it.
Good. Not at all. Bye.